Blog Talk Radio.
Are you looking to take your social technology strategies to the next level? Then do we have a show for you. Social Geek Radio co-hosts AK Stout and Deb Evans chat weekly with innovative technology folks who share their experiences, tips, and tricks to help you take your business to the next level. Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Saying It Social and Deb Evans Consulting, LLC. To learn more about their unique services, including but not limited to speaking, consulting, and training, visit AK Stout and DebEvansConsulting.com.
Well, it has been a year, it seems like, since we've been on the air. This is Deb Evans coming to you from Stagecoach, Texas. Not as cold here as it is where AK is. How are you, AK?
Okay, staying warm. You know, I love the cold weather, so it's not a problem for me, but it was like 3 degrees here yesterday. But I think it was like 17 or 18 today, which I'm still walking to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning, so it doesn't faze me in the least bit.
I saw you've been so diligent about going to the gym, and you're on your way to the gym as I'm getting up and starting to have my coffee, and there is no way I would be walking at 7 degrees or 17 degrees or whatever. Way too cold.
Well, fortunately, it's not that far away, so, and it definitely wakes me up. It's like, oh, I didn't want to get out of bed, and as soon as I walk out the door, I'm like, yep, I'm up, I'm ready.
So you've been going to the gym, and then you've been doing your charity mile. So you've really just outdone me. I'm bad.
Well, unfortunately, and Gene can tell us about this. I think he joined us on the line, but because I have my crummy Android phone, I can't log my miles in store yet. So only my outside miles are counting. So that's why I have to still walk outside. It's all Gene's fault.
It's all Gene's fault.
Yeah. Well, I got something to admit for you.
Oh, good. Well, we can't wait to hear about that.
Well, we have a lot to talk about tonight, and I think this is really going to be the year of social sharing, at least from what I've seen, folks wanting to give a lot and buy gifts that, you know, give to a cause and use apps. And as everybody knows, AK and I are just true fans, ambassadors of Charity Miles, and we've got lots of other people that are joining us with Charity Miles. But AK discovered an app. I can't remember when you first introduced Donate a Photo to on the show. It's been a while.
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And you did that, and we fell in love. And, again, now I feel like if I don't donate a photo at least once a day, I'm letting – and this comes from you, AK. I'm letting those charities down. I'm failing, so I've got to donate a photo. So we have asked Susan Chan to join us from Johnson & Johnson and talk to us about this whole donate a photo. And, Susan, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all this information.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. And I want to also thank you guys for donating all those photos and supporting our nonprofit partners.
It is our pleasure. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and about the organization, because AK and I know all about it, but go ahead and share it with the audience.
Sure, absolutely. So again, I'm Susan Chan, and I work at Johnson & Johnson. And Johnson & Johnson is a large corporation broadly based in human health care. So our businesses really fit into three sectors, into pharmaceutical, we make medical devices, and we make lots of consumer products that many of you are familiar with, no doubt. And where I work is in a group called Corporate Equity and Strategic Partnerships. And so the work we do is at the Johnson & Johnson level, and it really is that intersection where we work closely with our philanthropy group. We're marketers by trade, and we're able to, as we build our programs and our partnerships, really help elevate and bring even more visibility to the wonderful partners that we work with. So it's really a lot of fun to work in that space.
So there's more than just the donate a photo app, I'm guessing, and when I was on the website. Why don't you tell us about some of the apps that J&J has developed?
Sure. Well, there's a number of apps spread across many of the brands and the companies that fall in those areas I talked about. So some of the apps that, you know, Johnson & Johnson companies have taken to market, you know, have to do with a specific disease state or, you know, helping people, you know, look after themselves. For example, there's an app launch called Care for Today, which is really around medication adherence. It has a really cool functionality now where you can actually get alerts if your elderly parents, for example, are missing their meds, things like that. So we've got more clinically based, you know, very, very health-oriented kinds of apps, all the way to our Band-Aid brand franchise launched a really cool 3D app for Band-Aid with the Muppets that has a learning module for kids, but it's obviously done in a way kids can connect to, you know, around safety and those sorts of things, all the way to what we've launched recently with Donate a Photo, which is really, you know, just a very simple way for people to do good.
So the making the donations for the photo uploads, tell us a little bit more about that and how it works with your nonprofit partners in those donations. I mean, I love personally being able to donate a photo and picking out the charity that I want that photo donated to. So why don't you give us the specifics of that?
Sure, and if I could, I'll just start with just a little bit of the background behind Donate a Photo, because that really drives how the donations work. We wanted to build something, and I think we tapped into, you know, a very similar insight or notion that Jean and Charity Miles did, which is, what if we could take something people do every day and turn it into a way to do good? We also knew we needed to be mobile. That's the screen people are on most often, and inherently social for sure. How can people really be inspired by and share the good they do? So knowing all of that, we developed and launched Donate a Photo. And so the way the donations work is we work with charitable partners. We have so many to choose from that our company works with. So we have longstanding relationships with, you know, good organizations that we know them, we know the work they do. And the way Donate a Photo works is this is incremental, so this is outside of any regular philanthropy relationship we have. But what we heard from these partners is, you know, we really, of course, appreciate the funding and the support. What we really need in this era of digital and social media is we need help getting more people connected to our issues and to our organization and the work we do. And for us, when we think about charitable partners, for us it's always what can we do to help them build and grow and be strong far beyond what we do with them, you know, and far beyond funding. So it seems like such a natural fit to us. So the way it works is we always have, sometimes we balloon and have a few more, but around six what we call activities in the app at any given time, which I think gives a nice balance of, you know, a little bit of a variety of causes and issues people can support. People can donate one photo a day, and as soon as that photo is donated, we donate a dollar to that cause. Now, we do give the causes. We develop both a floor and a ceiling, if you will, donation budget for them. So they're going to get a guarantee anyhow of 50% of whatever the goal is. But then we like to work together. Everyone turn on their social media channels and let's, excuse me, get to that stretch goal. So that's the way the funding works. The projects themselves typically stay in the app about 3 months. We've extended some of them because they've been so popular. We actually, on one of our causes, Operation Smile, we just, again, even upped the dollar donation because it's just done so well, and people want to keep giving and helping those kids get really life-changing surgery. So sometimes we'll keep them going. But those are kind of the nuts and bolts of how it works. And then beyond just putting the photo into our gallery and us donating the dollar, most people turn on their Facebook, their Twitter, and now we have Instagram available. So that's that many more eyes on the work that organization is doing. So hopefully we're enlarging their universe of followers and supporters as well.
So Susan, your nonprofit partners, have they been finding a need to or wanting to sort of grow their social media presence as a response to this so that they can help share the word as well?
Absolutely. That's been a learning, and it's been really a terrific partnership because, you know, we work with, you know, we've had some smaller NGOs on there and some very large ones, right? So they have varying degrees of social media, you know, capability within the organization. And it's been wonderful to be able to even cross-pollinate what some do, and we share it with other organizations. Hey, have you thought about trying X? But what we find is they all are very engaged and do something. Of course, those with the largest followers are going to get more impact from it. And so it's really important that the NGOs turn all their channels on and it gets their supporters using it, and then they'll start donating, and then they'll see another cause in there that they get introduced to. So it works very well that way. I do think it's important, that said, that we also, as Johnson & Johnson, as the app owners, drive it as well, because we want to make sure that we're building, you know, an even larger universe of supporters for the organization, so they're not just talking to the people that are already supporting them.
Gotcha. So, I'm looking at our chat room here. We have a very active chat room at the minute. We have a couple of questions. The first question is there a BlackBerry 10 app in the works? We have one of our good friends and Pat is the only person left in the world that has a BlackBerry. So he's always asking about BlackBerry apps.
Except for many of us that work at Johnson & Johnson, and we get ribbed by our colleagues a lot, but no, we chose to build it. We launched iOS and Android simultaneously, but, you know, to try and build and maintain and keep an app, you know, updated, you know, where there's, you know, as few users as you noted with BlackBerry, we at this point have just kept it to the two.
And I do appreciate that you simultaneously launched iOS and Android, because it makes me really mad when Android falls by the wayside. It comes later. So thank you for that.
It's our pleasure. Definitely was a little bit heavier of a hill to climb, but we were really committed to wanting it to be available to you know, as many people as possible at launch.
Sure, and we have another question in here, and I know Deb kind of addressed this, but just so it's clear to our audience, do you use your own photos for the app, or are there photos already loaded in the app that you would be sharing?
No, it's your own photos, so you can either take a photo just take it within the app. The functionality is very much like how Instagram works, but what I think the majority of people do is pull it off their camera roll. So, yeah, it's a photo that you either pull off your computer, off your camera roll, something, and you donate.
Cool. Let me just double-check. All right. I think we got our chat room questions handled. Can you share with us a little bit about what the results of the program thus far have looked like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we launched in April of 2013, and we are now at about 140,000 photos that have been donated, about 11,000 active users. And what's exciting about that is a couple things. One is we have not really put a big media or, you know, marketing effort behind it yet. It's really been through, you know, integration, work we do, you know, we do already, where we're piggybacking it on efforts we have and the work that the partners are doing. We are going to, you know, probably step on the gas a little bit more next year, but we really wanted to see how is this thing organically, right? Are people really going to just pick it up and start using it? And most importantly, use it frequently. And that's what's been incredible to see is the growth has just been, you know, pretty amazing given all that. And what we're really pleased is with what I'll call engagement. We have the bulk of our users, that universe now up to 11,000, are on it, you know, multiple times a month, and many of our folks donate every day. So it's dedication. It's a, you know, it's a pretty quick and easy thing for them to do. But that's been really rewarding to see. But I think when we look at results so far, the things that we're most proud of, beside all of the social shares, which is huge, there's about 3 to 4, you know, social actions per photo donated, you know, all the active users, that's all wonderful. But the stuff that I think I can speak for all my colleagues, get really excited about is just in the time this has been live, just a couple quick examples, 85 children's cleft palates have been repaired. I mean, that changes a child's life. 13,000 kids have received free eye exams. 27 girls in Liberia have been able to go back to school for a full year. You know, we've restored 14 public parks, and it goes on. So I think for us, it's not just that there's dollars donated to these organizations, and there's, you know, hopefully more visibility for the organizations, so there's a bit of a rainmaker effect is the goal, but the fact is, you know, real impact is being made for real people, and I think that's what this is really about.
That's so cool, and the thing I like about it is it just uses something that people are doing already. Like, you're really not asking people to do something different. People are taking photos all day long, so it's just a matter of using that app for, you know, one of them. It's so easy to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, another piece of feedback that we received, I'd love to say that, you know, we were smart enough that this was part of our master plan, but it's actually something we've learned from users after this launch. Is another thing people really like about it is anybody can participate. You don't need to have a credit card. You don't need to have, you know, disposable income. So this is something, you know, teens can do, and they don't need, you know, anyone to help them do it. You know, we know parents that do it in the evening with their kids, things like that. It's really something anybody can participate in.
That's a really great point. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and I knew when I go to walk to use the app, the Charity Miles app, there I am walking, and I'm not a runner, so I walk, but I'll be looking around saying, oh, okay, I'm walking and I'm using Charity Miles. I wonder what picture I can take today on my walk. So I did that often. But one of the things, you know, a lot of people are always concerned about the rights, since we're using our own photos to upload. You know, how does J&J use those photos that are uploaded to the app?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that we get a lot. It was certainly a big topic as we were getting ready in the media, we were getting ready to launch this. The answer is that the photos are live. They stay in the Donate a Photo gallery, which is available, of course, on the website and on the app. While we reserve the right to use the photos, and you'll see it's very explicit in our terms and conditions, the only time we would ever use photos is if we were presenting or, you know, promoting Donate a Photo in some way, or the nonprofit partner, you know, if they had an event and wanted to pull a couple photos in. But beyond that, it's explicit that we would never use them for any kind of commercial product or marketing purpose, and we certainly do not share the photos, you know, outside or the emails or anything like that.
So on the app, is there a way that a user can go and copy or download somebody else's photo? So, like, do I only have access to the gallery of photos that I've uploaded, but I know AK and my friend Laurie and Cindy and everybody else is using Donate a Photo. Is there a feature that I can go in as a user and say, oh, I like that photo that AK took, and I'm going to download that? We cannot do that, correct?
No. I mean, you can go in. You can look at any photo in the gallery and just, I mean, like about anything online, you could copy and paste a photo for sure, but there's not actually a functionality to do that, although we certainly, as we think about, you know, product development and things we might be do in the future, we thought it might be kind of cool to enable a, you know, almost a print-on-demand or some kind of feature where people could create cards or do things like that. Just an idea.
Very cool. So we kind of touched about on this a little bit, but do you have some tangible examples of nonprofits who are doing really great things with social media, even if it's not, you know, particular to donate a photo?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Several of them probably come top of mind. One that we work with closely and is doing a lot of great things in social media is we work with the UNF, the United Nations Foundation, and one of the organizations in particular is Girl Up, and that's actually the cause that I mentioned for Donate a Photo to send girls back to school in Liberia. But I think you all are very familiar with Giving Tuesday, which is from UNF, and I think they've shown in just a couple short years, you know, they've built a really powerful movement in a really short period of time, and that's all been done socially. And, you know, even, you know, hearkening back to Donate a Photo for a moment, as they had that activity going, we saw, I mean, dramatic, significant results when in October they do their 11 days of caring, and it's 11 days, it's all social media where there's some kind of social, you know, it's a calendar for 11 days, and there's some kind of social activation every day for 11 days. And I think the Donate a Photo activity was day 3, and it was a massive spike in new users as well as donations. So I think they've really shown how they you know, they use it first. I've, you know, also seen them, I think you many of you may be familiar with something they did a year ago called Blogist, where they did a blog relay, and for every time that blog was passed, a donation was made to another one of their programs, and they were able to do quite well. And what is, I think, really cool about that is, yeah, they were able to raise some additional funds for a really important cause, Shot at Life, which, right, gives vaccinations to kids, but they also were educating an awful lot of people, you know, around the issues. So those are a couple of examples that would come to mind.
Very cool. Looking through our – oh, we have more questions in the – we have a question in the chat. Going back to what we were talking about before, this person says, so cool, if 11,000 people donate a photo every day, that can really add up. How big do you want to grow, and how much do you hope to donate?
Could you repeat the second part of the question, please?
Sure. It says, how big do you want to grow, and how much do you hope to donate?
Ah, great question. We have quite a healthy budget put against it, and, you know, we haven't come close to hitting that budget, to be honest. If we do, we actually, that's a great problem to have. I'll state it that way. We really don't have, you know, an overall limit, and the reason why is this is not a campaign. This is an always-on app that we intend that this just lives into perpetuity as long as people are using it. And so we would like, as we want this to get used and keep being used, sorry, I lost my train of thought for a moment, we decided to build some regulators into the beginning because it could get too big, right? You could imagine if people could donate as many photos a day as they wanted, and if there was no time limit, my gosh, we could end up, you know, that could be a problem, you know.
That could be a problem.
You could imagine what those dollars would look like. So the natural regulators we built in were one photo per person a day. So we like to say is please donate one photo a day, every day. So that kind of is a great limiting factor right there. as well as, you know, we have goals. We guarantee them, as I mentioned, the floor, and then we go up to a stretch goal, a ceiling, and then that activity is closed, which makes room for the next one to come in, and then that activity that's completed doesn't leave the app. It stays in there, so hopefully people might still look through and learn a little something about that organization or link to them directly. They just can no longer donate. So we don't have, I mean, I know we have a budget, but we don't really have a, gosh, we're going to be done when we get to a certain number, because we intend to keep this going.
That's great.
Awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah. Well, AKR, Susan, why don't you give us all the information you've provided has been great, and I truly recommend everybody, if they're not using the app, to go ahead and download it today and start donating that photo. But why don't you give us the websites and the social sites you'd like for everybody to follow and be aware of?
Great. So for Donate a Photo, it's, you know, donateaphoto.com. You can follow us at Donate a, and the Twitter handle is at Donate a Photo. And they can go right to donateaphoto.com, as I mentioned, to see the gallery, to learn more. There's a little video they can watch, but also you can go directly to, you know, to the App Store or to the Google Play Market to download the app directly. Another website that your listeners might like to check out is caregrows.com. Care Grows is an initiative that we actually launched on Giving Tuesday, and it is going throughout the giving season, which in our minds goes through the end of January. So if you still like to do some holiday season giving, Care Grows is the place to do it, where through Catapult, which is another really interesting social media model, I think, social and digital model for charities, but through Catapult or the Save the Children holiday catalog, if you make any donations to the end of the month, we are matching all of those, and then you'll see Donate a Photo is slotted in there as well. So caregrows.com would be the other site that I would recommend.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate that you spent the time here with us. We'll be active users going forward, and I think you're going to see a lot more users. And you mentioned earlier that you happen to know Gene Gerkoff, and I think Gene is still on the line. Is he still with us, AK?
I think so.
Gene, are you there?
Sure am. How are you guys
doing? Hi, Gene.
My favorite. It's like the dynamic duo.
Oh. Well,
and
you know,
the, and
Gene,
the stars are aligning with Susan on the phone.
You started, well, I don't know if you actually really started all these charities and apps and things, but in my mind, and I'm sure in AK's, it's all because of you. Because of
well, it's
efforts.
All because of you. Like, you guys were our first inflection point. I still tell the story about being up at 1 o'clock in the morning and seeing a tweet that said, "Hey, Charity Miles, you're on Blog Talk Radio," and my wife was, I'm like listening to the link at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and Abby's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh no, I'm on some radio show." And then we've been friends ever since.
So it's been a while since you've been on Blog Talk Radio, and AK introduced me and our listeners to Charity Miles, but so much has happened in that time span, which seems like years,
oh
but it really hasn't been.
I know.
How many charities are you up to now?
We just added our 26th charity on Monday, the Alzheimer's Association, and we couldn't be more thrilled.
I saw that today. I'm so excited.
I was so excited, too. That's great. You know, my mother-in-law died of Alzheimer's, so thank you. I just really pleased to see that added.
Thank you. Yeah, we're thrilled to have them on board. They're a wonderful organization. And unfortunately, Alzheimer's is something that I think that we can all relate to. We all know somebody who has been affected by it, and I have a lot of close personal friends who've been affected by it. So really glad to have them on. They're our 26th charity. We've got several amazing charities on deck that I wish I could just shout out right now to the universe, but I can't. So stay tuned.
We won't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been growing. We've got amazing sponsors who come on board. We've gotten some great press. Deb, you were there with us when we got our biggest honor of the year at South by Southwest.
That was
and
cool.
That was so awesome that you came out and shared that day with us. And for all the listeners out there, what I just want to say is that Deb and AK are quite a special pair of people. And, you know, when they first, I don't know, AK, like I was mentioning earlier about how, you know, you did like your thing at the end of the radio show where you kind of go through different things that you saw that you think are cool. And that was like when you first mentioned Charity Miles and we reached out, we started talking on Twitter and we started talking on the phone. Then you guys came to New York and we did this amazing walk in Central Park for your friend Roz.
Yep.
And we've just been friends ever since. And it goes just beyond really, I just hope that, I'm sure that the other people out there listening can relate, because I'm sure they all feel about you in one way or another the way that I do. But you're a very special group of people.
Oh, well, thank you. And AK's the one who searches and finds people like you guys, so I tag along on AK's strings, cyber strings. So. But we really do love the app, and we love everything that you and Susan and everybody that develops these type of apps to do in the form of charities. And it's my way of being able to give back, because there's only so many hours in a day and so much money in my pocket.
Right.
That you have developed a way that I can give back without having to dig deep, you know, into my own funds. So I love it.
And it's really that enthusiasm, which I think Susan probably will agree with, which is what drives the success of apps like ours. Because it's you guys who spread the word authentically, which is what makes it a success.
Absolutely.
So now Charity Miles and AK, I know she was busting on you earlier because you can't use it inside. So we now can use the app when we're inside. How effective is it? So if I were to walk the mall and use the app, it seems to work quite well. Does it work as well if I'm on a treadmill and I have the iPhone in my pocket?
Yes. So the iPhone app works very well indoors. Both if you're walking around on a treadmill or in the mall or whatever, if you put it in your pocket. It works well if you're running, if you hold it in your hand or put it on your arm. And we're constantly, and this is just our first stab at it, it's going to get better. And our Android app does not yet work indoors, but we're going to be releasing a version of the Android app in the next few days that will be our first stab at indoors for the Android app.
She's excited.
So that's big news for us, because it's definitely something that we hear a lot about, is people wanting to be able to use it indoors, especially when it's as cold as it is here in New York.
Yeah.
Now, you have a feature of teams, and I have a team going that I partnered with Clarissa Breathstock with Any Lab Test Now. How is your team feature? Is that still pretty active, or is it something that is growing?
Well, the team feature that we had in the app, or that we have in the app, was really just kind of a beta test or kind of a market study for how the team functionality, so we could ultimately flesh it out. Because we really want to understand how people form groups and what their goals are in the groups and that type of thing. So we kind of had a secret code that we would give to a very select group of people like yourself to enable them to form teams within their own networks and then to see like what that was like and to kind of learn from that. And based off of what we learned from that over the last several months, we're going to be starting to roll out a much, what I think, cooler team platform that will enable companies and fraternities and sororities and high schools and running clubs to team up and to see the collective impact that they have as a group. And I think that that's really exciting because it's really, people love to see, like, wow, I've fed this many people or I've sent this many girls to school, and it's inspiring. And then when you see together what you've done, it's like so much more. And it just really makes you feel so good.
Well, I will tell both you, Jean, and Susan, in February, the International Franchise Association gets together, and we're going to be in New Orleans, and we're doing the fourth annual 5K walk run where franchise professionals get together very early in the morning before our conference starts at 6:30 in the morning, and we're going to try to do, you know, the 5K, but I've already pressed everyone to download both the apps. Now, the runners can't really take pictures very well as they're running through New Orleans, but the walkers are so excited about both Charity Miles and Donate a Photo, and so you should see quite some activity on, I think it's
awesome.
Like Sunday, February 22nd.
And there's so much to take photos of in New Orleans.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah, perfect.
There's so many great, you know, New Orleans is a great city, so you'll just have, I think you'll get a lot of great photos that weekend.
I think so. So, AK,
let's keep them clean, AK.
We'll be looking for those photos. We'll have to feature a couple in our photos of the day. So, yes, keep them clean.
Clean, AK. Hi. I know how you roll in Baltimore.
Bad rap. We did a lot.
Very good. So, AK, do we have any other questions for Jean and Susan before we move to geek it out?
Well, you know, one thing I think we should do, because I think we do have some new listeners for the new year, maybe Social Geek Radio was one of their New Year's resolutions. Maybe we should have Jean just kind of recap for us exactly what Charity Miles is, how people can get it, what it does exactly, just for our newbie listeners.
Very good point.
Thank you. Charity Miles is a free iPhone and Android app. Sorry, BlackBerry person. You're the one, BlackBerry person. It's a free iPhone and Android app that allows people to earn money for charity from corporate sponsors when they walk, run, or bike. Walkers and runners earn 25 cents a mile, and bikers earn 10 cents a mile, courtesy of our corporate sponsors, and you can currently choose from one of 26 amazing charities, such as Girl Up, which Susan mentioned, which is an amazing organization, and every mile that you run will send a girl to school for a week. Feeding America, every mile feeds two people. We've got the World Food Program, RED, Stand Up to Cancer, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Michael J. Fox, ASPCA, Wounded Warrior Project, Autism Speaks, the Nature Conservancy. So we've got quite a range of organizations, and all of our organizations are just doing phenomenal work to enable you to have a real impact whenever you go out to walk, run, or bike. And we really mean it. We say every mile matters, and it's true.
It is true. And it matters to the charity, and it matters for people who, I will tell you, my friends who see that we post our Charity Miles to our Facebook page, those that are affected by some of these diseases, they know who I'm walking for.
Yep.
And it means a great deal.
Yeah.
And we get emails and tweets and Facebook messages about that all the time, and the stories and the personal story that we get from people about what this means to them is, I mean, that's why we do it. It's why I do it, and I'm up, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning reading people's tweets and responding to them because I love it, and I love hearing what inspires people, and that's what inspires me and fires us up.
Well, and this is the same thing kind of about, like, the Donate Photo. Like, people are out there moving anyway. Like, just turn on the app and make it count for something. And especially now,
yeah,
with everybody's in New Year's resolution mode, you know, you're out there walking maybe for the first time since last January.
Yeah.
Like, well, capitalize on that and use it as motivation to keep moving and not abandon your New Year's resolution.
Absolutely.
You know, AK, to that point and also to Susan's point, I totally agree with you, but there's something special. Like, it's not just that you're out there moving anyway and, okay, so I might as well earn money. The act of walking for a charity or donating a photo for a charity is a mindful and conscious act, and in that way is especially meaningful. So it's not – it's really not mindless. It's purposeful. There's like what we call a mission moment. And that in itself is truly important. And I think that when Susan was talking about how you know, the charities want a way not just to raise money but to raise awareness and to raise engagement. It's really, that is a huge piece of it because, you know, you have, it's like carrying a cause in your heart. And I think that's what makes both Donate a Photo and Charity Mile so meaningful to people.
Very cool.
I agree. And AK, again, I'll thank you for finding these good folks and these apps and charities, and I follow your footsteps, and I can't walk as far as you do or exercise as hard as you do, but I try. I'm really trying. And I will tell you, Jean, there's a friend that follows me on Facebook, or we're Facebook friends. He did 50 bike miles one day. And he tries to do 10 to 20 bike miles once a week, and he was so, I saw him in Florida when I was just visiting, and he was so excited, not so much about the 50 miles, but he did it for Charity Miles, and he was just thanking me for, giving him that app. It's like, that's what me is seeing. So
that's a cool story.
Thank you.
It was cool. So
excellent.
Very good. Right, well,
are we going to geek it out?
We're going to get up. So Susan, you can hang with us. As Jean was mentioning earlier, what AK does in the last few minutes of the show is she shares some different apps and geeky things with us. So you guys hold on. And AK, I don't know,
great.
Can you tune into the music and move to geek it out?
Do it. As soon as I find the music. That's fine.
It might not be
let's try this one.
Oh, you did it.
There we go.
All right.
It's a very geeky show. A tiny listen to with mother. So show me.
All right. I found it. It's a success. I missed that song. I forgot how catchy it is.
Yes, I do like that song. Skylar did a good job with it. Okay, so where are we going?
All right. Well, in keeping with our theme for the two here, I may have shared this before, but I wanted to bring it back. I think it's available now. It's still in the Apple Store, but I shared this on Instagram, and people just eat it up. And I know it can run simultaneously with the Charity Miles app because I do them both at the same time. This one is called Wolf Tracks. So it's W-O-O-F as in Frank, T-R-A-X. So wolftracks.com. And it says, every mile you walk, we donate to your local animal shelter. So you can actually, once you install the app, you can search, I think it's by zip code or by city and state, for a shelter in your area. Like, I think for mine, I think I work for Barks Animal Shelter in Baltimore. But, yeah, like I said, it runs simultaneously, so there's no conflict with Charity Miles, so you can kind of kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, and walk for the dogs, walk for the ASPCA and the Charity Miles app, walk for dogs, whatever it is that you want to do. But it's really cool and just as easy to use. Very good. I forgot about this. Okay, then maybe I didn't share it, and now I'm glad
I did. I don't know that you have shared this one because it doesn't look familiar. This is great.
Well, they did recently, when they first launched, they kind of had a very bare basic website, and I know they've recently updated it. So maybe it's just a new look. But anyway, it's very cool. All right, the next one in merging our doing activity for charities and New Year's resolutions is a site I do know I shared a long, long time ago, but I still use. It's one of those few where, like, I love it for 5 seconds and then I forget about it. It's one of the ones that I've actually continued to use since I first learned about it. It's called earnedit.com. So it's EARNDIT, earnedit.com. And you can hook up, and I'm sure there's added more. I haven't added anything recently, but you can hook up, like, your apps like Map My Run and your Fitbit and all these different types of apps that you're using already on your phone. And in very short term, the system awards you points for your activity. And there's different challenges on it, and what you can do is you can cash in these points for rewards. And there are products and retail-type rewards that you can trade in your points for. But if you're not interested in that, you can also choose to sort of trade in your points and exchange them for money to donate to charity. So I have enough junk laying around my house, and I'm sure Jeff would kill me if I started getting extra stuff. So it's a very easy decision for me to just cash in my points for charity. So this way I'm able to do Wolf Tracks, Charity Miles, and all of my points are logged through Earned It, and I can give to Waves for Water, it looks like, some organization giving children health care. So again, just another way to sort of turn your movements and your activity into charity dollars.
Very good.
And that is not an app that you download. I don't think they have, like, an app for the phone. That's a web-based program.
Yeah, it's just web-based. It doesn't look like it's an app.
Yeah, you do it all through the computer. All right, and then we have, all right, just a couple of fun ones. The next one, and I tweeted to you about this. I couldn't believe I hadn't heard of it before. It's called medium.com, M-E-D-I-U-M.com, and it's just a very, like, simplistic blog. Like, you get your own page, and you can basically just rant. You just talk about things, what your thoughts are. It doesn't have to be, like, theme-based. It could be theme-based, but you get to, you know, read everybody else's stories and everybody else's ideas right on the main page. There's kind of, like, a running feed of what people are writing about. It's just really interesting. Like, if you're kind of just looking for another place to read what people's thoughts are in the world, and it's a very simple platform to use if you're going to create your own story. It's based off of Twitter, so you have to have a Twitter account to sign in via Twitter, and then you basically get your own custom URL, and you can just sort of start publishing your thoughts. If you didn't want to kind of go the whole route of maybe your New Year's resolution was the blog, you don't have to go the whole route of learning WordPress or even trying to figure out, like, a Blogspot or a Tumblr. This is really simple to use and a great place where people can find your thoughts.
Cool.
All right. Now we have, let's see which one. Okay, this one's funny and fun when you get to it. It's called wordhippo.com. So it's wordhippo.com. And so when you get here, if you kind of scroll down underneath of the giant pink hippo, you can see you have a drop down with options. So you basically type in a word and you can look for antonyms, synonyms, rhyming words, plural words, the birds. I mean, you know, the origin, the name. It's just kind of a one-stop shop to find lots of different information about a particular word. Could help with your writing or maybe even for kids to use to help them look for, you know, the different tenses of words and things like that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, rhyming words, word meanings, translate.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen this.
Yeah, I haven't either. And one of my friends actually posted about it on our email chain. She was like, has anybody used this site? I'm like, sure. If one of my friends is coming up with site, surely I've heard about it. And I checked it out. I was like, this is a completely new site to me. How did I not know about this? But, yeah, so, I mean, I really haven't even, like, I haven't even tried it out too much. So I can't even attest exactly how accurate it is. I kind of just bookmarked it, but
It looks pretty good. I'm looking at it for the educational franchises that I work with. I think I need to share this. This looks really cool. And I think, too, for blog writing, it looks like a thesaurus a little bit. Cool.
Yeah, instead of me using the word, like, I don't know, I can't think of, I feel like when I blog, I like blog like I talk, and there's certain words that I just consistently use. Like, I really need to use this to get out of my normal pattern of saying stuff like, you know, junk and thing and crap. All right. I guess we'll be ending a little bit early because I only have one more tonight. This one is called roundteam.co. So roundteam.co. And this will let other people sort of push out tweets from one Twitter account from their own Twitter account. So, like, if you had a company Twitter account and you want to have, let's say, multiple, we'll call them admins for the account, like you can with the Facebook business page, you pick one Twitter account, and then you can specify a group of Twitter accounts. And then you can either do it when these Twitter accounts either include a certain hashtag, a certain phrase, and then it'll go out. So, like, I do a Baltimore account that's just kind of, like, fun and exciting events going on around Baltimore, and I didn't want to have to log in and out of it all the time. So whenever I find something happening in Baltimore, I just post it from my Twitter account, and I use the hashtag Baltimore, and it'll go out to my Get Social Baltimore Twitter account.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, I'll have to talk to you about this one. So I'm thinking, like, franchising, this could, I'll have to check this one out.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Very cool.
So, if you and I created, like, a Social Geek Radio Twitter account, yeah. I know we use the hashtag, we could just have that be sort of like a constant feed of the tweets you and I push out that include that hashtag.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Yeah. We can see what Jean could use at Charity Miles. All right. I like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. I have a ton more that I saved up for my last couple of shows, but I have to keep everybody in suspense until next time.
Very good. Well, Susan, I thank you again. And Jean, thank you for coming back and joining us. And
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Next time we're up, well, AK goes to New York all the time without me. She's been up there a couple of times in the last few weeks. But AK, when you do go and you you bump into Susan and Jean, please take a picture and make me very jealous.
I will.
Yeah, please do. Let us know when you're going to be here.
I will, certainly. Yeah, this past time was a shopping excursion with my mom, and then we went to see, this past Sunday, we went to see the professional bull riding at Madison Square Garden.
Good. Well, thank you, everybody, and our listeners that were in the chat room and tweeting. I see some tweets and Facebook posts. So thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we're happy to be back. And, okay, I guess we'll be back the first week in next month.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, everybody, and happy New Year.
Thanks very much.
Thanks,
happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye.